And you and some of your colleagues went to the Federal Financial Management Subcommittee of the Senate Homeland Security Committee. What were you there for?
Oh, thanks, Francis, for having me on the show. We went to the committee to answer their questions. They wanted to know, how did OMB decide to issue this memorandum in June of 2010 that you might recall? And also, what was its impact on the agencies? And they wanted to know what OMB is doing in the future.
What effect did OMB's memo back in June of 2010 have on the way agencies are doing these things?
Well, in June 2010, they issued a memo where they focused on agencies' financial management systems with 20 million or more in planned spending, and they asked agencies to stop all new task orders and procurements. It was quite dramatic at the time, you know, when the news came out, and they required those agencies' programs to submit new plans with smaller segments, they called it, more 90 to 120 day worth of duration of projects, and then go through a review process, and then they were able to, you know, either approve or disapprove. That was what they imposed on the agency systems.
A couple things that you write here that I wanted to ask you about. You write, in November 2010, OMB reported an overall budget savings of $1.6 billion as a result of decisions to postpone, cancel, or revise the scope of projects initially reviewed. In response to our survey, most agencies reported no change, or they did not know how the long-term project cost or completion time would change as a result of the actions, decisions, and recommendations related to the memorandum. I guess the first question is, were you able to reconcile those two? And if so, how so?
Well, actually, we were able to reconcile the number based on OMB essentially said no to one project and disapproved parts of some six projects. So based on the planned spending for those, they added up and got the number of $1.6 billion. But as far as we could tell from the responses that we got from agencies, there are still going to be, these may be costs that are going to be basically postponed for the future. Because, for instance, VA has a legacy system that's no longer supported by a software vendor, so they have to upgrade. And there are others who have had parts of their projects, such as payroll and all, not approved. However, they need them to really do the improving their accounting and financial reporting functions. So, in a way, these are probably more of a deferred cost than total savings. That's why perhaps they called it budget savings.
Okay. The report says agencies also reported other challenges related to their financial systems projects, including standardization of internal processes or data and funding delays. Now, the funding delays, I think anybody that's followed the budget within the last 5 years can understand what the dynamic is there. The other one sounds a little more complex, standardization of internal processes or data. What's that all about?
Well, I guess that's all about if you're trying to procure commercial off-the-shelf products that would be, eventually customized to provide you the services that you need for financial management that you need. Well, in those instances, if you had a standardized way of doing your internal work and the data was standardized in terms of, you know, how things are defined and what means what, then it is possible to leverage off, like, one solution would work for many agencies. And we are not there yet. So what happens is it's almost unique for every agency, so it ends up being more costly and more complicated. So that's why the challenge is that if you could get to the standardizing of the processes and data, then we'll be, you know, saving money, getting things done easier, so on and so forth.
Now, when you say we're not there yet, that's the sentiment that I kind of read into the idea that OMB is going to put out a new version of Circular A-127 to give some updated guidance and so on. Is that a fair assumption on my part?
I think it probably would be fair, I think, because coupled with, as you know, there's a Financial Innovation and Transformation Office in Treasury, called FIT, and they are taking lead updating the A-127. And one aspect is to get rid of anything that's too much systems-oriented there. However, the Financial System Advisory Board that was involved in reviewing projects, et cetera, it continues to exist. And they are also pushing an effort to apparently standardize the core financial system to be something like a general ledger plus budget execution, so that it's a standardized module that everybody would use, and maybe then they can get some standard solution. Maybe it's a way of portions of the financial management system where it is a little bit more standard process and a little bit more standard data is what they're trying to extract out and call it the standard core financial system. And perhaps in the future, they can go to a cloud-based solution, things like that. That's what we hear latest from our discussions with the Office of Financial Innovation and Transformation.